Does anyone have one of these character sheets that I gave you last time?
Yep.
Yeah.
That you're not going to use?
I prefer the original one from session one, to be honest. Yeah. I find
you only have these ones because they printed by accident.
Oh, okay, that's great.
My apologies.
There you go,
dude. Thank you, little
dude. You need to do a lot more sorting out of familiar abilities there. Anyway, and it's completely wrong in that
book. Is familiar?
Space 53, not page 57 of the New Player's Handbook. So, never mind. However, got that index wrong.
However, if you learn animal handling, you may be able to train it.
Yeah. I can teach something you to aim for in the next few levels.
Well, you can train it, perhaps.
I have five. Bloody hell, I've got five ranks of that.
Give your snail that half off. He'll know how to handle it properly for you, lassies.
One of your class skills?
Oh, yeah.
Because you've got nowhere else to spend the points.
That'll be it.
And to play with snakes.
That'll be it. Okay, what are you doing?
We woke up in the morning and we have a bit of the bios. I say, is Nushin, they might want to leave here. Then they might want to come along with us, maybe. But we haven't made that offer to them. Or if we did, it was immediately rescinded. So...
But you said they wanted to leave here.
They do.
Well, so that's all travelling together would be good.
Well, yes and no.
Safety in numbers, you know.
I just feel that we wouldn't get the same life experience with so many people tagging along with us.
That's all right, we'll just make it...
It's a veritable village following us now.
Can have them go through the doors first once they've checked the trap.
Actually, that might be worth doing.
Okay.
You've sold Balazar the idea.
Well done, Balazar.
Right.
Are you willing to make the offer to them?
I will. I'll tell them. They're my friends.
Well, you'll have to tell Boyek, and Boyek will have to tell them, because otherwise it's only me even.
I can say a few words in your book.
Yes, but that's enough to get our throats cut, so maybe not the wisest one.
I'll go and talk to Boinkid.
What, little one?
Me and my friends say that you can tell your friends that they're allowed to come with us.
My friends?
Yes, the nice people. Shank, or whatever they were called.
Shank, yes.
Sorry.
I will tell them.
They're Shut very welcome, them. And they can tell me how I can train my snake. Look, did you see my snake? Look, look.
Yes, look. I am.
I need a new prop now. I need a snake. To wave it.
Get a rubber snake for next week.
Really?
I am concerned.
Or a gem.
I'm not having a familiar tarantula, that's bad.
I am concerned that your snake disappeared, little one.
She has a snail?
Maybe it's I like it. It liked me and it was sad where it was.
Maybe.
I did promise I would look after it. Maybe it's because I was really nice to my god. And she gave me it because she liked me. Because
you only swore a little.
Yes.
She is the goddess of luck, after all.
Well, it's quite lucky that I got a snake.
It is.
So maybe it was because of her. I will say thanks for you. Thank you!
Very good.
Timor.
Bastion?
Mm-hmm.
Out of interest, what else can you summon?
Can you summon...
I'm not even going to try.
Can you summon my mum and dad?
Are they particularly animal-like in nature?
They're halflings, I don't know.
This snake isn't particularly natural, of course. It is from the seventh heaven.
Is it an alien? Ooh. Or they have aliens?
Is it a very happy snake with a little halo around its head?
Yes.
Oh.
They go, boy!
Yeah, look, it's a whole snake!
Coming from it.
Yes, it's lawful good.
An awful good snake!
My snake's better than
eat?
I am!
Vegetables?
It eats evil.
It
has the smite evil ability.
It eats evil? That's how it can summon like...
So next time we come across one of them rat swarms...
Can you summon about 5,000 of the buggers and we just send them ahead into Region E?
I'd prefer not to.
We prefer you to. Go on, it's a good idea.
You only actually had control of it for 30 seconds, which was the duration of the spell. Then it became... A normal snake.
But it's a normal, lawful, good snake.
A normal celestial viper. Yes, but I prefer not to, because it's supposed to have gone home by now.
Well, it will eventually.
Usually, if they die in this place, they go back and reform.
Yes.
I know.
But it won't.
Oh!
So I've got animal energy.
I actually know about animals.
I'm stroking my snake
everywhere. So I'm not willing to do that.
He's got to stuff it up now.
Stat what?
You're going to have to make a snake for me.
I think he's statting the visiting people.
And I'm going to have to buy a rubber snake for next session.
Really?
Yep.
You wait to see what I'm going to do next session.
I don't want to.
Hee hee hee. Right.
Going to need a plushy dire weasel.
Yes. I could probably get one. In fact, Mongoose actually did a plush mongoose. So it's almost weasel-like. I could just buy one of those. But they do cost like £20. But I think Mongoose Publishing should send me one.
And it can be a weasel mongoose familiar.
Yes.
It would sit quite nicely on the mongoose pocket player's handbook.
Yes.
Good photo ops. So, what's the plan? Are you offering them to go with you or not?
Yes.
I think the general consensus is we'll offer them a space in our party.
Then they agree to go with you.
Yay!
Seeing as my plan of killing them in their sleep was disagreed on.
You just want to kill anything.
Democracy sucks, doesn't it? Yeah, or gubbies.
Yes.
Clearly, I should be in charge because I'm the mightiest.
Democracy. Yes. I think that's very true, Garuda. Yeah. That you should be in charge because you're the mightiest.
I should be in charge. Democracy is a form of civilization. I'm favoured by the gods. I got a snake.
Yes.
So there.
And a celestial snake up there.
Yeah. Have a halo and everything. And little wings.
Will it grow?
Can it fly?
No.
Will it get bigger? No, it stays one size. Yeah. Okay. That's handy, it's all. Really? He's not going to turn to a huge snake of doom by the 20th level.
I get really good muscle.
That's what it does.
Does it? Then it can actually gain levels.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Wow.
I'm a fool.
Okay, so the snake
gets
first.
Another XP.
Oh no! Not another one. Oh, no!
I'll take our XP.
We don't need
to. I'll tell it not to have any. It can have just one.
You're a big bag of whinging minis, it's terrible.
Well, it gives us something to do on the long, lonely dungeon crawls in this place. It's bloody huge!
What?
Well, it's not as if we're getting much of conversation from elsewhere, is it, really, you know?
Boy, it likes to tease you.
Yes.
And he likes listening to me talk about Torm.
Yes, he thinks Torm's very
lovely.
Oh, have you tried again? Have you tried all three of them? Go on.
Constantly.
All right,
keep going. Oh, have a
bloody roll.
Have a roll.
Go on. Which one? Well, for all three or one at once? Well, how do you do
just,
it?
Just boink.
Boink it.
That's 18.
Is it Will?
Yeah.
Why it doesn't resist. He feels slightly better about Tom.
A slight chink in his armour.
Yeah, right.
However, he still likes his own horrid god.
But not in the end.
Well, you never know.
Might be a cleric of...
Maybe a paladin at all by the time we finish.
It gives you something to do, though, doesn't it? Something to aim for.
Yeah.
Something to do.
Okay, these two are coming with you.
What am I aiming for? A urinal cake, that's about it.
Enjoy. You may have the characters. Saves me having to bother playing them.
Oh, God, you could have three to play now. That would be a challenge, really.
Yes, wouldn't it? You can have them.
You just don't want to talk to yourself.
That's right.
You like Boyict. You're keeping Boyict for you.
Well, no, I might give you the stats of Boyict as well.
No, not, but well, you keep
it's Boyict. Getting to the point now where your party's getting rather large.
Well, why don't you keep Boyict because you're doing so well, and we'll just keep the other two as sidelines and you can then
carry them.
Well, I will not let you use them as fodder in any fashion. I won't let you poke them through doorways or anything. They are intelligent beings, as you can tell from their stats.
I'm sure they're highly curious.
They're also not crap in any fashion.
Ooh.
They have snakes.
See, if we killed them, how much XP would we have got?
We got their XP. Yeah. You sound like their stuff. We come back to that nitty, nutty topic again.
What stuff?
Do they get a...
Oh, can you use a scimitar?
No.
Give me a chance.
Can you use a bastard sword?
No.
I might be next level, you never know.
You'd have to take exotic weapon proficiency bastard sword.
That's a shame.
I'd have proficiency bastard sword.
Is it two-handed,
I could shift a fighter and that would be a... Combat wizard!
If you wanted to use it one-handed, you'd still have to take the exotic weapon and fit into bastard sword.
Well, there you go, gives me something to spend.
What numbers do you have written next to
the new people? Which we can't even pronounce, so we're going to have to call something else.
Before I write those down, what did you get? Calhis should be plus one, according to this.
Calhis is plus one, Slith should be plus naught.
Yes, it is. It's correct.
Okay, good.
What are they then?
Oh,
I'm not going to give you the Viper.
Goodbye, XP.
Nice knowing you.
That's alright, I'll just scale up the encounters.
Unfortunately, that also includes the traps. So long, nice to know you.
Yeah, but she has trap sense and a massive reflex surf.
And a snake.
Celestial.
I can pull the snake through holes and it can come back and
it might not want to go there.
Bite you.
Yeah, it's not lovely.
Well, what are we doing?
We go back up to this room and it's longbow.
Where are we going? You're going back to that room with the glowing orb of light.
Yeah.
Because that's where they don't want to go. Cunning plan,
they seem nervous heading in that direction.
Well, it's one of the ways out of here.
It's true.
Like the one we already took but then came back in on.
They seem nervous heading this way.
Well, we might as well see what it is.
Stay fun, miniatures.
Bad move! Told you it was a bad move!
We've been playing for a good while and this is the first combat. See, people say D&D is just about hitting things.
You can have a bully rug for the guy for one of them.
Alright, new party members, you might want to move the character sheet off the top of whatever it's floating on. Water or vodka, I'm not sure what's in there.
It's water.
Alright.
Wouldn't it be great if... Oh, it wouldn't be
and that one's a troglodyte zombie for now. I know there's a lizard man in there.
Wouldn't it be great if
you're all very great guys?
Yeah, and played.
But for now I can't find
that's going to be very powerful.
We've got a huge party now.
There's an actual lizard man.
Wow.
So switch out one of those and have another one as a lizard man. The other one's a druid.
I do wish those miniatures weren't collectible. You know, sometimes you just like to buy four or five lizards or something.
It's one of those things, isn't it? You need loads of kobolds and orcs and crap, but you never
get them. You can't get them. And on eBay, they only sell them, like, either in a huge mass or as individual collectible ones with a bit of money.
What about a wooden board pen? It's here.
Okay, where are you heading?
You're going back up to this bit
back up here. Yeah. Wow. There. Right. Oh, that laser pointer shows the way.
You've been in this room here, which is there.
Right.
You have the option of going through this door here.
I've totally lost my map again.
They keep burying stuff.
The
room to the south there, as you walk up close, you realise this room is open.
Oh,
right.
Oh, yeah.
This door is open. You get closer to here, and you can hear an engine crackling.
What room number is it?
What?
Room
which
one? We're not in a room at the moment.
You're in the corridor.
All right.
You're in the corridor above room 101.
This is the one with the green, with the bluey, red, glowy thing.
Oikt and the two lizard folk seem particularly nervous.
I'm going to put room 101, Hal. Because he smells.
Oh.
Yay!
His nose.
Paul Merton says yay!
Paul Merton's not saying yay. I'm nicking your chocolate peanuts for that horrible slander. So.
Jesus.
What are we doing?
The cleric bravely dives in.
Are you going through the door?
That's a big clip.
Or are you entering the big open room ahead of you?
Well, we'll peek in the door as we go past.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Peek is such a good word. While doing it from at least 15 feet away.
You're a big devil.
And that's not really possible in a temperate white corridor.
No.
I'm going to be able to look that far down.
I can hide.
I learned something new overnight and it's quite fancy.
You can see through your weasel
eyes. Yeah, the minimum I can get a hide check.
Actually, well, 15, I don't think 20. I can do that actually yet.
Wow.
My skill's 19.
The door shows signs of being hammered against. Several bodies lie in this room, some orc, some cobbled. All have vicious slash marks on the body.
Ooh. Ooh. Check the ceiling.
Give me a spot check.
They haven't been slashing, they've been...
Well, even so. Mm. No way. Blind is the wizard.
23.
You don't see anything on the ceiling.
I've got three NPCs now. Off you go.
What?
Look.
Mm-hmm. No. Look, let's just trust the party to do the spotting.
And then they want to send the XP.
They spot 25.
Natural 20.
Less.
11. How come the ranger can't spot?
It's not rude, it's spotting.
You can't have the leech XP's if they're not going to pull the weight.
They don't see anything on the ceiling either. Not that they're looking at the ceiling, they seem rather nervous being anywhere near here.
Is the door at the other end of the room closed?
This one, the door is open.
The rest of the party looks expectantly at Bastion of Dawn.
Why?
Because you're the leader.
You're all glowy and stuff.
You're the leader, Steve.
You got extra bonuses with like resistance to everything last session.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
You're the leader.
Leader leads from the front. Off you go. Apparently.
Leader is good.
The big room. You peek round the corner of the big room.
It's big.
Steve, draw the big room.
Yes, it's 21 by 10.
21 by 10 squares?
Yes.
That's 110 feet.
There are two closed doors at the far end. There are pillars all the way down the room.
Oh boy. Do we need stamps?
Ooh, we can use stamps.
Dungeon Stabs from Green Dragon Studio.
No, we don't advertise them, that's it, payment.
Oh, we need to pay some money. Green Dragon
they
Studio.
They were cheeky and tried to advertise on my forum.
Please pay some money.
We'll never mention them again.
Our bandwidth is sucked.
We shall badly review their stamps, because to be honest, we only really use the door.
Well, so far, I think we could use them.
And a good 50% of them, we don't actually know what they are.
Yes, we do. We know every single one.
Every stamp.
Actually, Lindsay's used quite a few of them on the pictures.
Yes, there's a multitude of uses. Right, we have a door.
I was just being bitter because they were mean.
You did ask them to send some. Have you asked? You've emailed them, haven't you, saying please
no.
send some?
No, okay. I've sent them back saying I've deleted your email, but I don't think I'll ever come back to the site having come along.
How exactly did you phrase the deleted email?
It went along the lines of just I had to delete your email, quite frankly, because that's just rude. Because it is rude.
I think the rude point is not that they did it, it's the fact that they didn't try and be people. They just came along, created
an account, just posted, and then left.
Yeah, we had that problem.
And I doubt they'll ever come back again.
Doors, anyway. We need a door.
There are only two doors.
Well, use the door thing. There we go.
Oh, it's already in.
Where's down here?
Where's the big glowy thing?
Oh, it's at the top there.
In the middle.
Would you like a description?
In the middle?
Yeah.
Would you like a description? Yeah, well, go on then.
Large plain pillars that reach to the ceiling sit every 10 feet in this room.
Imagine they're like that.
A swirling, oblong vortex of black and red sits against the far wall, pulsing with eldritch energy. A handful of flying octopi lie on the floor, obviously blasted by something.
Ew.
There's a big shiny thing. Whereabouts are we? We're here. Are we going in one of those doors?
Battle box. We love the battle box.
Dumpy dump battle box. You have a dumpy dump battle box.
I have a dumpy dump battle box indeed. But it also has one of these in it.
Fireball template.
Fireball template. Full colour. Thank you. 20-foot radius.
Is that okay? Would you prefer to be at the back or in the middle?
I'll be in the middly mitt, yes.
I'll be much further forward.
I also have haste, don't I? Which may come in handy at some point.
Right, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
What are we doing?
Going in, killing everything, so they have a dungeon leaving. Quite simple principle.
Bastion, what's the red thing?
How long is that room staying in feet? Just so I know.
It's going to be 110.
That's what we all know.
105 feet.
105 feet long. Just for spells and stuff. Not that I'm actually casting any. Yes, that's a dangerous sized template, isn't it?
It is a dangerous sized template from the Fiery Dragon Battle Box. It's a very nice looking fireball spell, a bit scary actually, but there we go. Mm-hmm. It's now 20 foot radius and not 33,000 cubic feet, which was much more fun.
Yes. Yes. There doesn't appear to be anything moving in here, does there?
What? No, not that you can see.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Try the other rooms then.
Yeah. I would draw on this map.
Yes. One! Bastion, what's the red thing?
Red thing.
Evil, dunno.
The home of celestial snakes.
Spellcraft roll? Or knowledge planes roll?
Spellcraft.
You know, because you
try spellcraft and then knowledge planes.
No, I've no idea.
And 29 for knowledge planes.
Some kind of planar gate.
Oh, it's one of those nasty, nasty, horrible things that we saw in the other room.
Oh, yes.
Stay away. Can we close these things? We can't we? They just exist.
I don't know. You can close portals. It's only you need spells, do
we? We don't have them. Unless the druid has it. Which would be unusual.
It
depends.
No, I guess not.
Probably not.
And then the plane afterwards and get it closing.
No. He learned it from his pappy's knee.
My. Do you have one?
Yes. One of my third level spells on there. Is it actually that bit there or is it over here?
No, to that. That bit. Maybe that's okay. Before we put it on.
How far away is it? That's
shall we
one,
go in?
Two, not three, far. Four. It's only 25 feet.
I prefer not to be in there, but next to that thing. So I shall target Dispel Magic at it.
Okay. Dispel Magic?
Make me a magic resistance type roll.
from the... That's adding my level on, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be 18.
Your dispel magic hits it. It shimmers slightly. And then stops shimmering. Ooh, that's a tough one. Or
yes, it could be a bit odd.
It could be a bit odd. I like that.
And
oh, the pillars look interesting.
Yes. Perhaps we should explore these other rooms well before going in here.
Are there other rooms to explore?
Yeah.
Well, yes, there's that door at the bottom there.
Okay, should we do dead and chop down? Alright, let's go. Yeah, we don't like the look of this room. It feels particularly nasty.
I shall stand guard here.
Okay, alright.
Keep an eye on it.
Fair enough. Bastion of Storm is taking guard.
And in the meantime, if anything unnatural comes out, I shall cast spikes on my stick.
Or even natural.
You cast spikes on your stick.
Yes.
You have a spanky stick.
Yes.
You told him he needs to sharpen the bottom so he can use it as a javelin.
No, sharpen
my spell trembling.
I get bored. I start talking to Root.
Right.
Root.
Heading south.
We're heading south.
So is our plan.
Yes. As is the party in general.
Your plan has headed south.
My plan.
You had a plan?
It worked, no.
You didn't have a plan.
I did. I was going to charge in and kill anything that moved.
Sorry, quite good to me too, but there we go.
I like
to be honest, that's usually my plan.
You're still alive.
Yes.
And not doing too badly.
Oh, God.
Simple plans are the best.
Many of my opposition aren't, although three of them are. I'm travelling with us.
Okay,
so that is.
You head through the room.
Yeah.
Several bodies lie in the room. Some orc, some kobold, all seem to have been viciously slashed to bits.
They got stuff.
Is this the room to
maybe
the side?
Maybe a slash check?
Yeah, going south, yeah.
17.
You don't see anything?
No stuff. Oh, Bucky's got anything.
The door to the south is open.
It's a bit lean, this dungeon.
Is everybody going in?
I don't know. Maybe your friend and
your sponsor
will stay with you.
Oh, okay.
Want to talk about gods and what?
Yes. While you're alone, standing around...
I do not like this place!
No, well, I'm not convinced it's nice either.
And whose idea was it to come here?
I wouldn't trust a kobold.
Not with a big chop pointy stick on him.
So, you walk through the other room.
Yes, we do.
As a little over to the room to the south. Over south. A dozen bodies lie in this room. Some orc, some kobold. All have vicious slash marks on their bodies.
Yes.
Yeah, but have they got any staff?
Make me a search check. Steve, make me a search.
Jesus.
I'll do search for the wizard.
24 for search.
24?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
You don't find him.
I won't bother.
Dwarf is blind once again.
Cheers.
Oh no, he's scared.
Appears there's been a rabbit on the table. Oh, that's right, it's a chocolate peanut.
Chocolate peanut rock.
17 for Beastie 1.
What? What happened there?
And,
Oh, thank God for that, it's just a cleric.
Sadly, the rest of you are stuck in a room far, far away.
Not that far.
Far away.
Nearly about 25, 30 feet. Or actually more like 50.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll count it if you like.
Right, which room are we in?
That one, I think.
12.
No,
you're in that southern room there.
That one.
Yeah.
Moved in
there. Oh, right, we're definitely quite a way away, sorry.
Yeah.
So,
shout really loudly.
That's going to be a problem.
Yeah. He bravely goes,
he bravely goes, eee. It wouldn't surprise me. Eee would probably be a way to go.
Knights of eee.
The knights that say eee.
Eee.
Okay. Who goes first, Steve?
Monster on 17.
Monster on 17. This door opens.
Oh, that's the door to the south. Or is it, no, is it north?
I often say that rather
than this. Oh, we've reversed the direction now, haven't we?
Well, that's going the same, yes.
Because north used to be at his end, so that's now the south and east.
Southeast of the south.
It's a big bloody monster.
Whatever it is.
They look good enough for me. We'll see enough.
That's the monster of a werebore, I think.
It looks like, yeah, the miniatures of a werebore, hopefully.
You hear the sounds of spell casting.
Oh, dear.
Spell flies your way.
Okay.
make me a will.
Catch it in a net. Catch it in a net.
Well, Bruce, I'll make it 18 to see what it is. And
nice!
What the spell is? It's sleep.
No. As he barrels his chest and goes, ah, that has no effect on me, I am bastard at all.
Because I rolled a 19.
Wow.
Ooh. 27.
Your holy presence. But how did you work it out?
Sorry, I just thought, oh, it's 10 plus the level of
spell.
10 plus the level
plus his stamina.
Okay, cool. You feel a sleep spell. Boyicked. Oops.
Uh-oh. He's only...
Boyicked falls asleep.
No, that's not good.
You would have been first anyway, but yes, Boyicked falls asleep.
Is it just you two?
It's just him.
Yes. Wow.
And, yeah.
And then it's me. Yes. Come on, Jim.
It's going down now.
Hey, guys!
hey, guys!
As I'm
you're going to have to be a bit louder, because I don't know how thick those walls are, but we're a ways away.
We left the door open.
Like, well, we did, actually. Can we listen to see if we hear him? Are you just going to go, hey guys, really loudly?
Yes, I am. 17 okay. To hear him.
Yeah, you hear him calling.
Okay.
We charge at full speed. Run.
Yeah, run! Ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum.
You'll run in your turn.
We're going to save Bastion.
We're running initiatives.
Ooh.
Are you trying to count squares, Steve?
No, I'm seeing how I can move.
That's terrible.
23.
Oh dear. Having a bad day today is that. Seven for Balazar.
We're playing hide behind the pillars.
Oh, this is quite fun, actually.
Terrific.
14 initiative for me.
Just seven for the wizard.
23.
Oh, 23 for the lizardy thing.
Oh, I'm
going to
recharge them.
Yeah, they've got plus one and zero their initiatives.
Yeah.
Just roll it twice. 18.
The S one gets 18.
Mm-hmm. And the other one gets
that's no one why I would take 2.
And the other one gets 16.
Nice.
Quite fast anyway.
Mm-hmm. So we have initiative place on here.
Right.
That's right, we know
what that
is. Who's next? 0 plus 1. Written it on the battle map.
This
is going to be very interesting.
So that was on my game, wasn't it?
Why didn't it have a place for initiative?
I don't know.
How?
It's a bad character. It's because I haven't filled it in, sorry.
Yeah, but where on it?
Oh, I don't know where it'll be. I'll get a better character sheet for them.
Monster 2.
Let me just look up an item. There with me a second.
There's items.
Yes, at last! The stuff!
Gotta get it off.
And we get to hit them! Maybe.
So the S1 has an initiative of 1, yeah?
Yes.
And the other one has
plus
0.
0.
And
K has plus 1.
Okay, well, let's do the way around then.
Well,
no. Okay, where's your lucky bullet or something of equivalent size?
Oh my god!
I'm kidding! Just a large creature, please.
It's another
one. He's a large one.
You think you're
right. He's huge.
No, he's
well, he's huge. He's colossal, you know. Yeah, well, bullet's huge.
That'll do. It's not very accurate.
Okay.
Aspect of Bane.
That's more like it.
Oh, not the old Aspect of Bane again.
Everyone likes
him. He's well used, that guy.
Old Aspect of Bane are pretty good.
He's just right size, isn't he, for a kind of large.
He is large. Yes.
He's about right then. And once I put my targeting scope of fireball on it.
Cold.
Oh no.
I wish they made this easier. Stupid thing.
Also, you can't find it, so it doesn't exist, so we just carry on.
I know it exists.
Damn.
You find it.
Shining.
Aha, there it
there
is.
There we go.
Oh, somewhere near the front.
Hmm?
Somewhere near the front.
Yes, where all the bad things are.
Because all the dire things are back.
Yeah, it's not a dire thing.
Oh, it's all exciting and tense. So, okay.
Where is he?
For the Dungeon Master 2.
Cloaked in fire and as tall as 2 humans.
It's a Balrog!
This hulking monster spreads its bat-like wings and cracks its whip-like tail.
It is a Balrog.
Great scales cover its body like armour. It smiles, revealing large fangs that drip with a hissing venom.
It seems friendly enough.
It appears in a pop of fire. Just there.
What
is it?
It's a pitch fiend.
What's one of
them? It's maybe a plane's role, you recognise it as a pitch fiend.
Oh,
Pit fiend. Yeah.
It's a pit fiend.
Horrible.
It's huge.
You're
going to
soil your robes, aren't you?
It's large. No, it's not huge.
It's large.
But it, yeah.
You can play them again, can't you?
Pit fiend for you.
Pit fiend.
I pity the fiend that goes against Bastion of Torm. Aha. Uh-huh.
Some big knuckle drawer.
So that would be Balthazar.
Balthazar's going last. What are you doing?
It's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn. Is everyone else gone?
Not yet.
So why am I?
Because we're working through the first round of initiative.
It's our system of initiative because he didn't shout until my go. Until his go. Despite the fact we rolled higher on initiative, you get your go first.
Because you were doing other things before he got his go to shout.
Okay. In which case, I'm going to be dashing to the aid of Bastion of Torm, my good friend.
How fast can you move?
The dwarf, who's no longer a tiny midget of a dwarf, because it's third edition,
is
a base land speed of 20.
So if you run, you can do lots.
Right, let's do lots then.
80.
80?
Yeah, go
at
on.
At 80, it'll take you about. Jimmy Squares is 80.
80 is like 16 squares.
Probably get there in. You'll probably get to that corner in 2 rounds.
Okay. Off I go. Follow me, ladies! Bastion needs help!
Failing.
I can run 20 feet, it says in my speed.
Box. Same as mine.
You again will get to that corner in 2 rounds if you start running there. Now.
Run.
It's the lizardy one with an S.
Oh, this is going to be bad. Can we just
she moves,
short his neck?
I believe she moves 30
Slip.
Feet.
Slip.
She'll start moving, she's not going to sprint.
Slitsk.
She'll double move. She'll keep up with the rest of the group, but she's not going to run ahead.
You haven't written anything down.
It's not
fully done yet, I guess.
Monster 1.
Good old Monster 1.
Well, you're going to have to...
Monster 1!
Okay,
good old Monster 1, who's here.
Uh-huh. What does Monster 1 look like?
Monster 1 looks like a sort of human-sized half-rat, half-person. It's wear a belt, which has...
So actually, it's not a bad mini to have.
Wands and all kinds of things stuck in it.
It's
a dagger. It's wearing goggles.
Also casting spells, which isn't good.
It steps to there, I believe, and casts magic missile.
Going down.
7. How many is that?
It boots.
4.
Ouch. Ouchie. How many? Oh dear.
30.
Oh dear.
Well, you do 3 now, don't you?
Yes. And it's just done 4.
Said it was
7th
level.
Mm. Oh, right, okay. 7th level beastie?
7th level spellcaster.
Yeah, 7th level spellcaster.
Might have other classes.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Yes. Then it's...
Uh-oh.
Callis?
The other lizardy thing.
He's going to keep up with the party. Assume he's following the rest of the group.
Okay.
They're not going to get a go.
It's me.
I'm landing in Garouge.
I'm faster.
You are faster.
I'm start running. Base.
Okay.
Yes.
You'll get into the room by the second turn. You'll be a few squares in.
And that's me.
It's you.
Yeah. Bastion and the Order of the Brown Toga.
I've considered running away.
And buggering off.
I have. I just broke the GM.
Did you poison him?
No. I just tried to make him go cross-eyed and he just hurt himself.
Oh, this is careful planning here. It's square by square basis.
Yep.
And call upon Torm to give a radiant burst.
What's that?
The latest radiant burst cone thing.
Okay,
take your strength damage. What does it take to?
Do you have a cone?
It's 2 things. 1 fortitude and 1.
Oh, I do.
Will.
I do have a cone.
What do they need?
What kind of size cone do you want?
We're
on
60. Really? Stupid one it's got.
Oh, I wouldn't know actually. Some of these cones
that thing serves both. The other thing, I'd find sets for.
That's too small for you, isn't it?
Saves its fortitude. What's the other one? Will.
Will.
Saves its will. They both look a bit pissed off with the bright light.
Okay.
They've got good saves, actually, these things.
Yes.
Sorry.
Obviously.
Plus 8's pretty good, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. That's one of the low ones. Mm-hmm.
Burning hands.
Yeah, but burning hands here,
then it's G.
Monster two. That's not big enough either, is it?
No, it doesn't have failed anyway.
Yeah.
What kind of boss that gave us?
Damn, we need bigger codes.
This thing vanishes.
Hooray! Beaten it! Maybe.
No,
maybe it's tired.
Or I can turn invisible at will. You know, one or the other.
Damn! I prefer my option.
Yes. Then it's... Balazar.
Balazar! Running.
Balazar gets to that corner.
Yeah.
He arrives at the corner. You can see... You can see Bastion.
Right, can I see anything else?
Well, kind of. Well, no, not really. Okay. Bastion seems to have just cast a spell down the room.
What's going on, Bastion? Bastion does not reply.
Yeah, anyway.
What, you can't speak?
Yes.
Oh, flip the neck.
He's busy.
Wait. Snores again.
Boyd. I think something big is happening, so I'm bringing Fireball online.
He's bringing Fireball online.
Failing. We'll get it as well.
Ta-da! Oh, it's all getting a bit tense now.
Yeah, step on top of this.
And it's in a giant room with lots of pillars and glowy portals.
Yes. We can all go to sleep.
Slith.
They catch up the back.
Puff, puff, pat down round Monster One.
Monster One, again? Monster One's getting some good goods.
What is Monster One? Monster One's the weird
bat. Mm-hmm.
Right, and Monster Two's the pit fiend.
Yes.
Okay. Ooh, and there in the middle of the room, all by his lonesome, it's Bastion of Torn.
They have 36 hit points, these two.
Yeah.
When I said on his lonesome, I think there are some other things in there.
Yes, unfortunately.
There's some things in that room.
Some things.
Some things.
How would be made paralysed again? I don't want to be here. Somebody paralyse me again.
Yeah.
I'll just stand this one out.
Random halfling paralysis sets in.
That'll do for now, I think.
I don't like it when the GM has to stop and read huge tracts of text in the monster manual.
I'm just flipping through the monster manual for something.
No, we don't think you need to do that. I think
I can't find it. I've got my alphabet.
A,
B, C.
Abacadabra.
There it is.
Oh. No, that was just random gibberish.
No. You missed I.
I can do it in German,
though. Abbott said it. I didn't say it's
fine.
I'm an initiative of... Enough random gibberish, let's kill things.
Initiative. A 15 place, Dave.
For the third unknown monster.
When does it go? Should it have gone yet?
It would have gone...
Just as the party reached the corner.
This is Monster 1, which is on 17.
Yeah, it goes after that.
That's fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your boobs, Omelof, what's up?
I've just come out in hives.
Oh, scary
hives!
It's
the excitement of the big
battle!
I think
you're gonna die!
Is Sky actually doing anything?
Yes, he's actually, I'm putting my money on Torm for that at the moment. Bastion thereof. I'm sure it'll be fine. Perennial Guard are really hard.
Keep losing his spell list. Call your spell list, stupid. He steps to there.
Ooh, sneaky. Another one.
Not me.
Not Bastion. Balazar.
Balazar. Sorry?
Probably couldn't move out of the room, doesn't make a crap difference to him. Alright, I'll move to that pillar. That'll make it a bit better. He'll cast it at him from there.
Balazar?
Yes.
Oh, shoot.
He has done, yeah.
Don't encourage him.
How much damage?
Lots.
16.
Oh my lord! I'm going down soon.
Four shots.
So long to see you. Nice. So long the end.
Next, Kallis. There already.
Yep. Kallis begins to move.
No.
No, oh. That's easy. Would have made
you
it.
Move
it
him.
Oh, sorry. Kallis moves. Yep.
Then it's Monster 3.
Monster 3. There's a rippling of energy from the portal.
Oh dear.
It's a unicorn!
It's not a unicorn.
No.
A large horned, bull-like human steps out of the portal.
A dickhead!
Oh, fantastic.
Its eyes glow red, its hooves burn slightly with fire.
Okay.
What is it?
Wicked. Not going to tell you.
It's
a friend.
Looks left and right and decides which corridor to charge at, or to charge at Bastion's back.
What is it? I must know.
I assume it's done a move to get there.
Well, it has. It's popped out there. But it's deciding which way it's going to face. And it's thinking that way's looking tastier, so it takes a step out of the portal in that direction.
Oh, yeah.
It's a minotaur. A fiendish minotaur.
Oh, no.
Of course it's fiendish. Groot, how far into the room do I get?
Yeah, you probably get with the minotaur. Squares in. You probably get to the minotaur if you want.
Something big at last!
Ha ha ha.
No, I'm not going to apply the fiendish temple to a minotaur.
It's minus 4 hit dice.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Minus 8 to all attacks.
I'm sure you really wanted a minotaur.
Well, it's just a chance of hitting 4 beasties, you know, that's what comes out.
Yeah,
fair enough. Hey? What? What? Sorry, what would you expect? What? What would you want?
I thought they were bigger than that.
No, chance of hitting 4, I'm afraid.
And now it's got a laser on its head. It's
They're not that hard, actually. Although they are reasonably high hit dice. Not hit dice. I think it'll be scratched kind of. Fiendish.
Fight fiercely
powered.
Fight hard.
See, we're
going to kill it yet.
Yeah.
Probably. Oh, God. Single mighty blow.
Go on.
Hopefully.
What'd you get?
Oh, crap on a stick.
Crap on a stick. Sponge on a stick necessary for that.
16.
Has an enormous great axe, by the way.
Okay.
Just so you know.
It's obviously compensating for
something. As I said, I'm a class 16.
Just looking.
That misses.
16 does hit, I believe.
Damn!
Yeah, not particularly well armoured.
Woot!
I've got a snake saying that now.
10?
I'm calling my snake.
Yeah, there's someone that's hit it.
And
do 10 mighty points of damage.
Do 10 mighty points of damage.
Do I do a 10 points worth of damage chunk out of it, or do I think it's less?
Maybe less.
Oh no!
What do you expect?
It's got damage. We need magic weapons! For the love of God!
You can have one next time.
Can you use a short sword?
You hear the sounds of fighting and bellowing.
It's like a dagger in my hand.
Yes, that's fine.
That's the only magical thing I can offer you.
I know.
Yes, there's lots of nasty things going on in here, I shout as I charge the were-rat.
Oh no, you shouldn't want to do that!
Why not?
Well, because you're going to get fried.
No.
Okay, fair enough.
See, this is why I always need high initiative.
I
don't
know
if you
might
actually
hit.
No,
I think I might have done as well.
How do you do?
That's 24.
Damn. You do hit him.
25.
Whoa!
You hit him.
Stunk! Oh, yes!
So that's
maximum
11 though. Points of damage.
11, eh? Pretty good.
Oh, yes.
You love the spells.
Alright.
He's good.
Monster two,
it does his action.
Okay.
Which is invisible and we can't tell.
Balazar. From Balazar's finger there comes a glowing pea-sized bead that streaks from my pointing digit and heads straight down towards the were-rat.
Then?
Yes.
We've had this conversation about building things.
You're in it, Stone.
Depends. How far is it?
Yeah, just enough to catch.
He's a wizard after all.
The thing.
I've never cast this spell before. Ever.
It doesn't matter.
He's intrinsically good at it.
I'm intrinsically good at it.
Are we playing the rule? Oh, okay, yeah, sorry. If you just catch him and not Bastion, you're not there in combat.
Hey, it's easy these days. I don't have to calculate 33,000 cubic feet.
Yeah.
Like, are you just catching the worm, right?
At that point, unless there's anything hiding
I'm
in that corner.
I'm grossly unimpressed by that, by the way. No word lost me dice.
Boom, 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 boom.
Do you want to do it so you catch as much as possible of the
room? Of the room, yes. Of the room and the rear rat at the same time.
So, essentially, you would cast it there.
There, yes. That'll do.
So anything that might be invisible and hiding elsewhere in the room would also
in that section, yes.
What damage are you doing?
Hey, we're not even doing blowback. 5d6.
Go on, man.
Okay. Oh, 5, 4, 9, 17.
28 points.
Safe for half.
Woo, there you go. Safe for half. Quite good. Fireball!
Woohoo!
Lovely.
By the way, I feel ill.
Boyd snores, can I assume?
Yes.
Unless somebody wakes him up.
He's got a halfling standing on his head.
I'm not standing on his head.
You are, because you have to be out of the freaking way so I can get in the room.
I'm standing on his groin.
Can I also take a 5-foot step, by the way, or is that it?
You can take a 30-foot move if you like.
Alright, I'm going to move him back out of the way. Move.
There's current.
That's a wall.
Alright, I want to go back then.
I'm better off stepping into the room. So at least
no, I don't think I'll be better off stepping into the room at all. I think that's a very, very bad move.
Because anything else happens, because you're way back in the corridor.
No, I'm back with the other guys at the moment. That's what
which you're going to move into combat.
Well, that's fine. Good for them. Hurrah.
How far can I move and do stuff?
20 feet.
5, 10, 15.
Go the other way round.
Perhaps. 10, 15, 20. I want to end up over here somewhere, but I don't think I can.
Yeah, you won't be able to with your single move. But you just go in there and make a d20 roll.
You tumble in 3.
13.
You don't get hit by that.
Is she tumbling through?
Yeah.
Or is she tumbling 2?
There.
Or is she tumbling 2 there?
Oh, yes, because it's reach. Temper reach.
Yeah.
And then you can hit him if you want.
Stab him as well.
Stabbing him with the sword.
Your fingers in the book. It's pretty easy to hit.
Oh crap, I've got minus strength, haven't I still?
There's 2 of those gone, by the way.
Ooh, I'm only minus 1. Yeah. Hang on, just that.
Yeah, remind completely.
Would that be more useful?
What's that?
Oh yeah, it helps.
Is that the Minotaur? Unicorn?
Sorry, yes.
What is that thing?
It's a Minotaur.
Skeletal.
Skeletal.
But at least it looks like a Minotaur.
Okay.
It has got a big fuck
off back. 13. It's not going to hit it, is it?
Miss.
Okay. Now that I've only got minus 1 for strength, if I damage, my normal damage is 1d4 plus 1. Is it not?
It's 1d4.
1d4. So I was checking. Wow, that was interesting.
Slith.
I'm
not having one of those.
What is it?
I don't know.
It's not a goddamn pit fiend.
Slith.
Fire giant.
That'll be why
Slith moves forward into the room. She may have pop a spell.
Woo!
Oh, so I'll be somewhere other than Radapula.
Yeah.
There's lots of calculations.
There's a flaming spear on the
giant Minotaur.
The giant Minotaur rolls a 20 to dodge. There's a flaming spear on the giant Minotaur.
There's no blowbacks on fireballs these days, is there?
No, because otherwise everyone would have caught that off that back wall.
lots of thinking going on.
Monster one.
Monster one, no.
Which one is the monster one?
That.
Monster one's the weir rat. Weir rat next to us.
Monster one, what to do?
Pit fiend minotaur. Pit fiend maybe.
So many of the buggers.
Yes.
It's actually something that cunningly disguises a bit of field.
What are we waiting for now?
Me to figure a spell or whatever I'm doing. I've lost all my books again. I keep moving the things.
Oh, it's all complicated.
Remember, 188 is the notorious. And I'm really doing a free to play game.
Dum-de-dum-de-dum. It has 188 hit points.
That would be funny.
It's
going
to take a while.
You win. We leave the dungeon to show us the way out. That's all we're looking for. We'll leave you alone. Sorry to disturb you. Bye.
This is huge.
Just hit. Yes, it is.
He's going to hit you with his dagger, which is in one clawed hand. And then he's going to try and bite you.
Just level up this a little bit.
Will 25 hit you?
Yes.
That's good.
You.
Will a 17 hit you?
Yes.
Will hit you.
Oh dear.
Bye bye. Oh dear.
5 points from the dagger.
Okay. Cleric, heal thyself.
6 points from the bite.
Oh!
And can you make me 2 rolls on 40?
Just to see if you're alright now?
Oh, yes.
Just about.
What?
What? Just about, unless it's poisoned.
Yes, 2 rolls on fortitude, please.
Wow.
No! 1!
And yes.
Okay, cool.
Are you going to be a were-bastion?
A were-bastion.
No!
Who's next?
You can't turn into a were-priest.
Can.
He might. Were-priest. Were-priest!
Callus.
We call him Nibbler.
Callus moves forward. Callus shoots.
Each shoots and leaves.
Does he have that skill?
What? Yes, he does. He has point blank shot and precise shot.
Nice!
He also has a combat style archer.
Ooh.
You don't want to know what his favourite enemy is.
Orc! Orc!
Please.
Unfortunately, he misses. And he goes skittering off into the distance. Ding, 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 ding. Okay. You only roll a six.
It's all getting tense now.
The Minotaur. You mean you might go.
Garutosaurus!
It's a fun sponge on a stick.
It chooses you. It's going to try and smite.
This is the natural way of things.
It's going to smite good on you, Groot.
I didn't take the super magic weapon one, did I? Magic weapon.
You did take haste.
I took haste. Would haste be better or magic weapon?
Great axe or gore? Great axe or gore?
I think Finn needs a magic weapon.
Great axe and gore.
But to be honest, haste would be good as well.
Haste would be
a tough choice.
Because you get double the attack.
Haste would be good on me.
Will
I'd get the attack.
Haste 20 hit you.
Yeah.
I think it's smote you then. I intend to go behind
you. You are smoten for a mere 3. 4, 5, 11, 17 points of damage.
Jeez,
it hits you with its axe.
Love a doodad.
It swings from right to left across you. Then it brings its axe back.
He didn't roll a lot.
And misses you on the return.
Thank then the Lord.
Sticks its head down and hits you with it.
Oh no!
Because its full attack is great axe, plus 9, plus 4, and gore.
My Lord.
13 won't hit you with it.
Nope.
Good job.
Phew.
Shame it didn't get a charge in.
Look at the size of that bugger.
Yes. Roar, it says.
Oh, no, it's like that.
Roar.
It's a bolt.
It's a tired roar.
27.
27 will surprisingly hit it.
Phelan's bored of this combat.
No, sorry, I'm actually yawning. I'm not actually tired and I don't mind playing. I'll just keep yawning.
Just 11.
Just the 11.
There's not enough oxygen yet.
Yes.
Yeah. Some kind of cat.
It dodges nimbly and goes, ha!
Oh, really?
It's ninja fashion.
I bet it doesn't breathe once or tomorrow.
No, maybe not.
Yeah, that's me.
Go you.
Yeah.
Actually, ow, that hurts and smack again.
Mm-hmm. 10 levels of monk as well.
What? The Minotaur has?
Yes.
I did.
Yup.
8 points of damage.
That's pretty good. Oh, that's
spell. Thank God you're not doing negatives.
He's got some shiny spells running in his hair.
Yeah.
Spikes, the third level spell. I mean, punch it up, but you're alright, you're alright. Yeah.
Spell.
Over half,
you
what?
Down over half.
From a close air, from a point of view, are you looking ill? Because it might dictate where it goes. I don't want to know the numbers, just tell me how bad you're looking. You're under half.
I'm just under half, yeah.
You're looking about as shoddy as he is.
Oh, good.
The rounds are taking longer now because we've got too many people in the party.
Too many numbers to look at.
Sorry.
There's a lot of numbers going on. Mind you, I'd rather have more people on our side than not having them at all.
Yeah.
Balazar
is casting haste on 5 members of the party.
Would that be the...
Probably everybody but the cleric, that's you.
The cleric and the sleeping boy.
Yeah.
Yep.
What happens with my haste?
Can I try and wake boy by kicking him?
Technically,
movement rate double.
Can I try and kick him awake?
Yeah, it's actually your armor class.
You'll actually take...
Plus 1 to your armor class. Plus 1 to hit.
Yeah, no. plus 1 to reflex saves.
Plus 1 to reflex saves.
And an extra full attack action, yeah. Basically. You want to give it to that Minotaur, you get some lovely full attack actions. Swing, swing.
I'm not going to get...
Swing, swing, top.
No,
he
only gets an extra half life.
Oh, no. Can Paul work? Is the boy woken by sound slapping, isn't he, basically?
Yeah. Can I kick him with my foot? It's not going to affect me too much, is it?
I think you may have to take an entire round to slap him at work.
I don't know, I think it might be a move, actually, it might not be. It's been a while.
Yes.
I'm standing right now. I'll stand on his body while I cast it. That'll bloody well wake him up.
Might not.
Well, he's getting a bit squished.
It's a win-win situation.
That's what I was thinking. Come on, you little kobold wizard, wake up! No sleeping on the job there, I'm waked.
Oh, it's a standard action, so no you can't.
No, I can't.
Bugger!
Thought so.
Takes okay. Do you actually physically get a biscuit and pick him up and slap him around? Which you'll
enjoy. Standard action, not a foot round.
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
Okay.
What now? He's good. Baby news.
He's
always S's next to us, but it should be Z's really.
Well, there is that. Let's fail.
I am fast. I would like to become behind the thing.
Throw its legs around it.
You want to tumble around.
In order to be behind it, you'll be in the portal. That's a solid
you
block.
You said it was against the wall.
It's a solid...
When it says against the wall, it's a 3D thing up against the
is
wall.
It a, is it actually anywhere above, or is it actually
no,
above
it's,
the
it's,
floor?
No, it's basically a solid... It's a large-sized, basically, pillar. It's the size of the pillar.
Right,
here.
Hmm?
Yeah. Will that give a flanking?
Yes. They're back then.
You need to make a tumble to get there, don't you?
Oh, wow.
That's not running
that's
well.
That's not running well.
15...
Oh, yes, that is fine.
Well, yeah. I'm impressed!
I was just getting ready to roll and hit you with an enormous axe there.
Yeah.
That's
a good move!
Stab, stab, stab!
Increased respect for the rogue there.
Right. Okay.
Of full damages.
Yeah.
So I roll to hit with my short sword, number one.
Oh, oh yes, thank you. Thank you.
That's very good.
Thank you, everyone.
And I do my damage, which is now
3d6 plus d4.
Oh yes, come on. The numbers you want are sixes.
That's
good.
That's three.
Three, not bad.
Four.
That's good.
So that's
and one more.
13.
No, oh, nice. 18 points.
With a magic weapon.
Yep.
Yeah. Goes,
I'll distract him.
11 to hit.
That'll miss.
That was a good one. That was a neat move.
Plus two for flanking.
Yes. Oh.
Including a plus two for flanking.
Still miss. Still miss.
And I get plus one to hit.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I get plus one to reflex save. Did I get plus one to hit as well?
I think you do.
You said it and then I was sure.
Who can flip to the spell of acid?
Hastily!
Just let me do it.
What are you on at the moment?
I'm on 13.
Maybe a plus one.
Yeah.
Plus one matters.
Plus one bonus on attack rolls.
There you are.
Yeah. You did hit after all.
Might kill it.
Four.
I'll be impressed
five,
if you do that.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
It rolls again.
Knows where it's going next, full sudden attacks.
Can I take a 5 foot step back?
No.
No.
That's a lot of damage.
That's
yes.
The damage I've ever
done. Let's see how much it does in return.
Sleep. Nothing, because she'll be like Quicksilver.
Why can't I take a 5 foot step back?
Because you've already moved and attacked twice.
Mm-hmm. I think a 5 foot step wouldn't do anything.
Can I fall over?
Oh, yeah. It's got a 10 foot range. Its axe is huge.
Can I fall over?
Look at the size of the axe on that miniature. It's
not slith.
In fact, it's bigger than you are.
Slith.
Tries to damage again with its flaming sphere. Dodges again on an 18.
Oh, that's a
pretty
Minotaur.
Ooh, she has a think. She hasn't got many attack spells is the problem. She's a jewel. She casts Flaming Sphere. No, not Flaming Sphere. She casts Flame Blade and charges in.
Hooray! Go for it.
Just in case anybody wondered, I left my snake outside the door.
Yeah.
She won't be able to back.
Oh, no, of course not. She's in. Big flaming scimitar of fire appears in her hand.
Monster one?
Monster one. Our buddy Monster One. What is my friend Monster One trying to do to you, Steve?
All is forgiven. Sorry, makeup.
Yeah.
He pounced.
Sorry, a bit of a misunderstanding.
Let me heal those points.
Stealing my tea.
He's got big, sharp, pointy teeth.
Monster One takes a 5 foot step back.
The Weir Rat steps back.
Away from you directly. And vanishes. Cast a spell.
Oh!
If he casts a spell, can't hit him. Oh, is it?
No, the
5 foot
steps
off. Okay. See, I'm learning rules, though.
Yeah.
For characters
who
don't even play.
That's why wizards take 5 foot steps away from combat, cast their spell.
That's why you have to surround them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Generally.
Or have a weapon with reach.
Yes. I've made a fan.
Then it's Carlis.
Carlis fires again.
Fire!
This time he hits.
Yay!
Sadly, he doesn't have a magical bow. However, he does have a d8 plus 2 bow.
Which is quite good.
Which is not. I've got a d8 out.
Not Johnny.
A d8? Yeah, I've got a d8.
Throw it for me.
One.
Oh dear.
7. No, we want a really high number because that's one of our guys.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Yeah.
I thought it was a bad guy, which is why I was saying no. It didn't listen to me anyway, so that's
Monster
fine.
Three Minotaur.
Minotaur. Hmm. Minotaur looking.
It turns around and hits the halfling with all three of its attacks.
All three?
Oh, I'll die!
Probably. Maybe. Yeah.
That'll teach you to stab it in the back twice, won't it? That's
true. I will die. Yeah.
That'll miss you.
Yeah, you got quite a good AC. You got quite a good AC at the moment.
That'll miss you, and it goes with its horn, which will hit you.
You've been gouged with a huge horn.
Its horn does a lot less damage than its axe, is all I can say. Can you chuck me a D8? I just had one at one point, because I threw it for group damage.
Here you go.
Throw me a D8, please.
Two!
Take 4 points of damage, please.
Phew, you're lucky. You're lucky.
Me then.
I want a powerful charge something.
And you're hasted, so you get plus one dodge.
I'm going to crap a difference, I rolled a 17.
Oh, okay. Always worth checking.
Yeah, how many attacks do I get?
It'll be around, probably
get an extra one at your highest attack bonus, which if you're so using your double attack, you get 3 at plus 9.
Three at plus 9.
Well, where the bees?
Way more than that at the moment because it's flanked.
Get it, rude.
Somebody here.
That was not the right roll. That was the right roll.
Stop cheating.
Yes, that was my second attack.
Yes.
Which was 20.
Yes.
That was your second attack.
That was the first attack, mate.
I am the independent adjudicator. I say...
Oh, for fuck's sake!
How much damage? Actually. We're not cheat.
We're not cheating.
Yes.
I'm the independent adjudicator and I say no cheating has occurred on our side.
We like bribing independent.
17.
17?
For the
attack. That hits.
Change those dice.
5.
Your dice behaving badly.
How is the Minotaur looking?
Yeah. Shoddy.
Shoddy, okay.
I'm good.
You're alone, Bastion.
Oh, then me again.
Yes, it's you.
Can you spot invisible things?
No.
I'm coming to your friends then.
Yes, I was thinking that.
I've been given the horn.
You have.
Don't worry, you can backstab him twice again.
Oh yeah, neato.
Oh yeah.
Actually, he's no longer, his back's no longer towards you.
That doesn't matter anymore.
Oh, does it not?
No.
Oh.
Because he's flanked, so you can choose where to stab him.
Excellent. Try the chose.
I think you, me and Haste and the backstabbing are a good combination.
Yes, I think so.
Stab him right in the vitals.
And invisibility, maybe, occasionally.
You want improved invisibility.
Yeah, so nothing.
Well, that's where you can just keep attacking invisibly.
Nice.
You become slightly visible for a bit.
I don't actually have invisibility. Oh yes, I do have invisibility. I just don't normally learn. No, I do. What am I talking about? What should we do? How handy.
Move here and cone that end of the room.
You're just randomly calling.
Yeah. Okay. Still got to be there. You haven't got movement left.
What are you calling? With that funny fish shiny spell.
Yeah.
That funny shininess.
Yeah.
Can you work out how fast it was likely to move? And then work out
where it didn't have any move left. So it's
right,
there.
It's got to be there. Right.
It's just standing
with
there.
With a 14 and 18 rolled, plus his bonuses, he passes both.
Oh, jeez.
He's not crap. He's good.
Yeah.
Look, once we've dealt with this little Minotaur friend, we're
going to bring another one through.
And give him a smacking.
Close that portal. What do you mean there's a queue of them waiting to come out?
It's Monster 2.
Which is the Pit Fiend.
Yeah.
The invisible Pit Fiend.
Yes, it has its action.
Oh boy.
It's healing more of them, I bet you. I don't know what spells they can do, but probably...
Balazar is jumping up and down on Boyd. Wake up, you little kobold wizard!
Boyk wakes up.
It's Boyk.
What's good? Ah, crap! Boyk magic missiles.
Hand in us asses. Yes,
it's a bad thing.
Three, get awake.
Four.
Not bad.
8 points of damage. The Minotaur drops dead to the ground.
Bunk! I can't believe the kobold's killed it.
Boyk chuckles through himself. Sits down in the corner.
I did the most.
Yes, you set up the kill.
Crump.
Some nice magical components there, thank you very much.
Fine.
There's nothing there, look around. Oh, we've done it, we've won! Hooray, we've won!
I go up to it and kick it in the head.
It's dead.
It moans a bit.
Oh, it's not quite dead, then.
I kick it until it never moans ever again.
It's only been lightly killed.
Coup de grace!
Yeah, coup de grace!
You stab it a lot.
It falls blood.
Dead.
Hey! Look at this.
Sneak beastie.
I'll siphon some blood off my
What are you doing now?
Let's go.
What's good?
This thing.
What thing?
What thing?
The lizard.
Oh, the lizard man. Sorry. That's this. Oh, class.
That's what I said.
Sorry.
It's
good.
That's what I thought.
He said it's good. My fault.
Oh dear.
She's got no direction. That's not going to help anyone. She's standing there with a big flaming sword looking around. She starts moving around the room.
Okay.
Maybe she can sense things.
Where is the direction?
Yes.
Towards?
An action occurs.
Ooh. There's an action. Keep an eye on the portly thing as well. Mm-hmm. You never know what comes in. Okay.
Callis starts moving down the room as well. Bow drawn.
Callis, and not in any way related to a Klingon Emperor.
Ooh.
The sound of wind.
Minotaur is dead.
The Minotaur. Minotaur decomposes.
Yes. You're right, it's decomposed.
Psychic didn't go dead. How much of the damage that happened to that thing did I do?
A lot.
Huh?
A good amount of it.
Well, now it's me. The little bugger's probably still in here.
Oh, by the way, guys.
Be invisible.
I can cast invisibility. If anyone wants to be invisible. Invisible creatures can't see each other if they're all invisible, can they?
No.
Alright.
That would be wicked.
Yeah, it would be rather interesting.
We're both invisible.
I see we're both invisible, yeah.
Bazaar, do you want to see if you can do something with this portal?
I might cast Mage Armour on myself first, because I'm feeling a bit unprotected.
I thought you were
going to
say I
was going to cast Mage Armour.
And,
coming in?
Mr. Pitfing first.
Well,
yes.
I can't do anything about invisibility. Can Boyk do anything about invisibility?
Nope.
Okay.
Although he does have seeing visibility in spellbook, I believe. He doesn't learn it.
He doesn't learn it. That's really useful. Let me just check my scrolls. I have an invisibility sphere. Not really that useful.
No, make him twice as invisible.
Yes. Protection from good. Maybe not. Mm-hmm. Silence. Mm-hmm. Could be handy.
Yeah. You can't see us, but we can't see you, but we're not making any noise.
A whole person, invisibility sphere, phantom steed. I'm out of here. No.
Right.
And this guy self. No, I'm not the wizard you're looking for.
Basically, okay. This guy can just stay invisible until we get
ready.
Boyk walks up to examine the board.
We just make sure. I'm staying with Boyk.
Boyk examines the portal for a bit. Do you want to make a spellcraft roll to examine the portal?
Yes, I'll make a spellcraft roll to examine the portal. Come on. Can I do better than that I did last time? Okay, 24.
It's definitely a gateway.
It's definitely a gateway!
You reckon you probably need to
flick this big off switch on the side?
Yes. You think you probably need to channel energies at it in order to close it.
Make a human sacrifice.
What kind of energies can we channel?
Oh.
Well, you can
cast random spells into it until it breaks.
I think you can probably channel arcane and divine energies.
If okay.
It actually happen.
Cast off it goes. Random spells into it till it breaks. You're gonna.
You could sit down and concentrate it closed.
Okay, yeah, that'll
be the idea.
Oh, okay.
Backs against the wall.
Okay, you're set against the wall.
Yes.
Can I do it too?
Yeah, can we move to that location and concentrate?
No, you have to be right next to it.
Right, okay, backs against the wall.
Mm.
Okay.
So then up to Failing.
Failing, what are you doing?
I don't know.
I'm not stupid!
Balzar, the cowardly wizard.
Really cautious! The main adversary has just disappeared. It's a bit of a kind of letdown now, isn't it?
Listen really hard.
You do. Ooh, interesting point.
Can I hear anybody?
The chance of listening and hearing an invisible character. Hard. Make me listen well. Make me listen.
Everyone be really quiet.
Shh. Ten over there.
Move silently.
Exactly, but they've got 19. To be within 30 feet, I mean.
30 feet is still a...
19.
If they move through your threat area, do you get a chance to spot them or feel them or anything? Or not? Or they just move through?
Well,
I think
you're suspicion of somebody there, then. I think.
Yeah, but obviously you don't unless there's someone there. Well,
we yes, but we know invisible. We yeah. know someone's gone invisible. Right? We're looking out for that particular
thing.
I hate invisibility.
I know, it's a big pain in the poo.
I almost cast myself into invisible mode as well.
Hello. Greeny Badger. How are we doing?
Almost done with area A.
Almost oh, dear.
Yeah. So you're working on the assumption that when we've done all the rooms, we leave.
What, area A? You're going to stay here and set up a tyrannical overlordom of area A.
We're going to reproduce.
Of course, the subject is not magically silenced, and some other conditions can render reciprocal detectable.
Mm-hmm.
Such as stepping into the puddle that is now appearing everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I can hear it, puddle just of, accepted.
Minotaur blood.
I made an actually clever role-playing thing, and I tried to listen so that you should give me it just on
the listening is good. Just
it's a good idea. That's my best idea ever.
Got anything about moving through threats? No.
I
think, to be honest, invisibility is complete invisibility, isn't it? In the sense that you can't actually see them. The only way you can do is hear them. So the only way you're going to find them is you're swinging your weapons around in your threat range.
Mm. Yeah, but some monkeyish ability that can do that.
Yeah. Though. You hear.
Right. Spot check result higher than 20 generally lets you become aware of an invisible creature near you,
mm-hmm.
so you can't actually see it.
Right. I mean, you know it's there, but you don't know where it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fair then. Make me a spot check.
But the listen might be in it as well. Because there used to be something for that.
Less than 20.
Mm. Right. You hear, however, I'll let her hear it, it's fine. You hear footsteps running at incredible speed, really fast, down the corridor away from you.
Down here?
Yeah. They're going. They are really, really running fast. Okay. You don't think you can run this fast. It's not normal.
Even Hester did it.
Does Hester increase the movement?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, hasted.
Double
hasted.
Then yes, hasted. Maybe like that.
It's going that way! Really quickly! Let's catch it.
Can I set off a scorching ray? Oh, magic missile. I can't see it with magic missile, can I?
You've got to see it.
Fireball.
I've only got one fireball. I've used it.
One fireball, one haste.
You think it's gone down the corridor quite a way now?
Scorching ray? Would that be
can I move for there?
Just kind of rest.
No, you need to target him.
I fire my arrow.
Hits the wall.
Sleep's not going to do any good.
I'm out of it.
How long does invisibility last?
10 minutes or less.
Oh.
Yeah.
I point like one of those pointer dogs.
Minutes later.
It's run away and buggered off.
So it's run down there.
Yeah.
Running away and
buggering off. Yes, it's running.
Go over here and help with that.
Okay. Right, anyone concentrating, commit me a concentration check, please. Worked on it.
Concentration.
Worked on it. 25.
My concentration's cool.
The portal begins to shrink. It shrinks from a large size to mere medium size.
Oh, it's a medium!
Well, if they're doing that, can I move and be closer to the guard?
Yes. The lizard men do it.
They'll all be closer.
No, the lizard men do a sweep of the room together.
Okay.
Sweep.
I keep listening.
You
very well.
You listen to the footsteps, and they keep running until you can't hear them anymore.
Okay. You can't hear them anymore, but they've gone very far away.
Cowards.
I search the room for hidden treasure.
Okay.
We're concentrating on the portal.
Yes,
keep going. I get 27 for searching.
27 to search the room.
20.
20. Portal shrinks another size
33.
level.
33.
The portal shrinks two more size levels. The portal is about to disappear. Boyek doesn't shrink at all because he has no concentration.
No,
there's nothing in this room that you can find. It's pretty empty.
Is it gone now?
We shrunk into nothing. It's about this big. It's about the size of a tennis ball at the moment. There are two doors down here. This one is open.
Okay, I'll go and peer through it.
Okay. Map go.
But I'm not going through it. I'm not underneath the doorway or anything.
You look through. Opposite that door is another door to a room which the door is open. It's a small room.
Peer through the thing that I'm going.
Okay. A small.
So it's like a corridor here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Small bedroll, backpack, and a flame in a candle holder are the only furnishings in this otherwise cheerless room.
Pick up the backpack.
Not very cheery.
How big is it?
Backpack size.
For who?
A human?
Well, this is a normal size backpack.
So it's a human size backpack.
Human size backpack. Wear that size.
Wear it size.
I will have a look in the bag.
bag is pretty much empty. There's bits and bobs of meat lying in the bottom.
Raw meat!
Just raw meat.
That's it?
Yeah.
It's like sweet pork.
I'll search the small room and see if there's anything in there. I find my feet and that's pretty much
it. Stab yourself in the eye.
The only thing you find is the candle holder, which seems to glow with a flame that isn't actually hot.
Ooh, I picked it up. And shiny. And go, ooh, look what I found.
Yes, to concentrate in a moment.
Concentration checks again.
Alright, come on.
Woohoo, 20.
32.
It closes.
Oh, good.
Look what I found. It's a flame and it's not hot. Look, I can put my hand in it.
You're hard, you.
Look at that. Look how hard I am.
You hear a squealing as the portal closes.
Where from?
From around the room and it shoots off down the corridor.
Does it actually go past us then?
Well, squealing.
Tax of opportunity.
It's visible as it shoots by.
I can't see it.
It's just so
thick and big with an axe in the way.
Yeah, that's just fled around some weapons and randomly grabbed at something.
Anyways, this Minotaur's axe. Is it shiny?
Is it bigger than you carry? It's just an axe, man.
Fucks. I mean, sorry.
Just a great axe. It's a normal great axe. It's a large.
Oh dear, says Balazar.
It's a large great axe.
Do you do more damage with it? I can't wield it.
It's a size category higher than him.
Oh, you can't just whittle it down a bit.
Fred,
cut the handle down a bit.
Would that be doing a d20 damage or what? Or two?
Did alright there though.
D12 normally.
Force him off.
How many did I do on him?
He did a lot of damage on him.
He's got a fireball of his ass.
A lot of damage on him.
2d8.
Which he will recover quickly if we do not chase the nasty Weorak down. Now that we must burn Bastion of Torm, and after that we can carry on.
What? What do you mean?
He's been bitten by a Weorak.
So what?
So he might be a Weorak.
Do we even know?
Do I think I might be poisoned or diseased?
And they're evil!
Do we know that he's been bitten? Do you know?
Well, you can see the big chunk out of him.
Yeah, but we don't know.
We saw the real wax, we saw a big chunk and he was down there.
It's too early to tell, to be quite honest. You don't feel poisoned.
That wasn't the question.
In a sense, it's a possibility, but, you know, by being bit by anything is a possibility you may catch something.
Yes.
So cleansing the wound and all that business would not
be. Can you purify yourself or something?
That's what I've done there.
You purify yourself. Okay. Purge your body.
Maybe later.
Okay.
Have a colonic.
Colonic. Captain Colonic.
Yeah, I don't think the dungeon's really set up to administer a colonic to a glowing cleric.
A possibility. Are you looking up stigmata?
Some random sanctified stars, perhaps.
Okay, so we won.
Yeah.
Any reports from the lizardy types?
The door.
They think that door opens into the corridor that Fernan's already looked into.
But we've closed the horrible portal of nasty negative plainness.
Yeah.
Is that the plot for the first level? Mm-hmm. Is it really? Mm-hmm. That's where all the badness has been coming from?
Yes.
Not that we knew about it till we got some room.
Kick ass.
Except the big wheel rat released, he has bloody well run off. I suggest to Boyek that he might want to swap out something for see invisibility tomorrow morning.
I get something sharp and I write failing was ear on the floor. In whatever year it is.
Can you not do that?
What's the invisibility? No,
I haven't
got a spell.
You write failing was
ear. I have invisibility as a spell, but not see invisibility as a spell.
Hmm.
Is it a second level spell?
See invisibility. Spell book.
Oh,
can
any
wizards not do that?
Well, I don't know.
What?
Can I learn it from his spellbook? I can only learn it in my mind. I can't copy it into my own spellbook without spending 24 hours transcribing it.
Well,
yeah,
you can. But again, you have to make spellcraft roll.
Yeah.
You have to make spellcraft roll to learn it from his spellbook.
Okay, I'll give it a go. It's a second level spell, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's 17.
Right, I might swap it out for Tasha's Hideous Laughter, which is proving very useful at the moment.
You're pretty
against
the Minotaur.
Yes,
yeah.
The Minotaur found you highly amusing as it chewed your nose off.
I'm laughing at the same time.
That Minotaur didn't find me amusing.
I thought haste was a better one to use.
Haste was wicked.
Definitely.
But it's so busy. Everyone goes zip, 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 zip.
You should cast haste.
We shut that thing down in twice the time.
Cool. cool.
Okay.
So what are you doing?
Sorry, yeah. Ooh, haste, slow, you know, not having a good day. Oh my god.
Sorry.
The room seems clean, cleansed. Well, nothing's there.
We won! Okay. Where's the way out now?
There's
please?
A room in here that we could conveniently rest in to recover from this.
There's a small room and a corridor that you could probably rest in. Mm.
Meanwhile, the nasty magic-using Weirat will be resting and planning to bloody well invisibly fireball our asses.
We will lock ourselves into the room and hit on the door shut, and I will stay guard, as will Woot.
I don't think that's a good plan.
Hopefully it hasn't been burned, because I can't remember where I put him down. But.
No, he's fine.
I think we should keep him down now.
As long as you're not burnt, he won't be.
What?
I tried to hunt him down.
Yes, I shall aid some people of the party.
Oh, yes, please! Fighter first. Always first in the queue is the fighter.
20 points.
Excellent.
I only need 11, so...
That's lucky. That's that.
A mysterious figure.
Yeah. I'm still six off.
You've hit.
I'm down to 9 hit points.
Damn it, I should have done you again.
You were flying.
We'll have 7.
Oh, a bit better. Thank you.
And 7 fame.
Thank you.
One half hit point.
And the others injured.
No, I think they're okay.
They leech our XP. They don't even get a charge into combat for us.
I believe they both charged into combat. And Boyak unfortunately caught the rear end of a sleep spell.
I woke him up.
Caught the only end of a sleep spell.
Yeah, and he killed the Minotaur.
Like any of us couldn't have done that.
Small numbers, and then he just came and tickled it.
He took the killing blow. We're just glad we don't have the bonus for killing blows in this
game. Yeah, it's a good blow.
Or else that'd be really pissed off people.
Was it second, was it AD&D where you got the whole XP for the kill?
I can't remember. There was some modifications in the like house rules that a lot of people use, saying you got either the whole kill to yourself if you did the killing blow, or you got a major chunk of the experience if you actually did even 1 point for the actual killing blow.
And a role master, you get, if you kill it, you get the killing blow experience. Mm. But you whittle it down, it's worth a certain amount to start with, and for every critical and hit point damage you do, you get that chunk out. And if there's anything left when you finally kill it, you get that.
You see, one of our house rules in first edition D&D was that basically if you rolled a natural 20, you simply did double damage. And that was just straightforward.
I've never played original Dungeons and Dragons.
It's pretty straightforward. Should run Athos because it's very good. In original D&D.
Oh,
I can't
I think I've run anything other than D20.
No, I'll say something at the end of the session. I had an idea. But anyway, well.
Athos?
No. I'll say that. The D&D new basic game has just arrived in the shop today.
What is it?
The introductory game for D&D, the new introductory game.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got little plastic minis, and it's got an adventure, and it's got the tiles and stuff.
Oh, so it started up. And
it's the intro. Yeah, it's the intro set basically. Yes.
Oh, I could have that, and then I could have less of it.
But we could run it as a, because it would probably only take a single session to do, and we could just run it and review that.
Yeah, you could run it then.
Go on.
Okay, that's fair enough. I could buy it at my usual rate.
Actually, my evil twin just took over my body for a few minutes, and now that I've come back, I've just realised what I said.
I have recorded for posterity. You agreed to DM.
Damn it.
Excellent. I'll buy it tomorrow.
Oh, God. Did I tell you I was moving to America this week?
Yes, but you can still get it in.
So, okay. Yes.
So,
are you done arresting them?
Well, no, we're not following that temptation.
Now we're hunting. The point to close down.
To wrap up this
session. As you've fought off the evil.
We might not be resting. We might draw a veil today.
Okay.
We're going to have to consider not resting it because it will rest up. And it's already taken some serious damage. So we want to try and find it.
Okay.
Good luck to us in the dungeon of this bloody size. Anyway.
Yes, good luck to you.
That's what we need. Please. Send good luck our way.
Mm-hmm. I know what room you're
in. Let's see. It's invisible for an hour plus.
And then we hunt it down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Steve, let me intelligence check.
18.
It's a sorcerer. It could probably cast invisibility many more times today.
Bugger! wizard.
It doesn't have a spell book.
Damn.
Would you like your XP?
Yeah, go on.
What's party level?
Five.
It is five at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah. Pretty much across the board.
Yes. Yep.
Obviously across the board.
Yes. Well, no, our two lizardy friends are
three.
Yes, but your average party level is still five, isn't it?
Four
at five, one at four, and two at three.
Actually,
we've got 30 then, isn't it? 30 by 7.
It's 4 and a bit.
Which half of the bit?
It's less than half.
Lower the half.
Okay, fall then. Level 4. Then he's doing you a favour.
Yes, the dragon is down.
Don't we plus 1 for being more than 4 people?
Yes, you do. You get a plus 1, so you actually are 5. When do you make this? You can have armies in this game.
Wow.
So, here is Dave.
No.
Good. Hang on, I'll get me calculated.
3. Challenge rating 3.
750.
Nice. Yeah. Then you get 2 of those for the hold person traps that failing got the attack spot.
Where did the pit thing go?
So that's
it ran away.
Oh,
right.
So 2 lots of 750,
yeah?
1500. Pencil track, baking. 1500. 2. 500. Another 750. 4. 1000. That's 2000. For Calhis and Sliths, technically you could afford.
Is that 2 lots of 1000?
Yes.
Okay,
5.
Are they going to get a share of the XP we get for defeating them?
That's an interesting idea.
1500.
That shouldn't be allowed.
What?
A point that Finn raised.
What, that you shouldn't get their experience?
They shouldn't get a share experience. Of the experience that we get for defeating them.
Just don't make me calculate it.
Just add an extra 1000 for us.
And 10.
What?
Sorry, defeat is 10.
Oh, okay.
Technically.
9000.
9000. That'll make a big difference.
Yeah, it will.
15,250.
Divide that by 7.
Oh. That's
a billion. Yes.
We could have done with dividing that by 4.
2,178.5.
Call it 2,000. Yeah, call it 2,178 because it's an easy number to add. So what's half that, sweetie? Can you still get your calculator?
2,178
divided
by
2.
Yep.
12,598. 12,598 we're on now.
Yep.
12,598. Whoa. What do we need? 15, is it? For
1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089. 1,089.
and 549 experience since you met him.
Wow!
He loves you.
Yeah, I bet he does. Let's see some more gratitude from the little kobold.
Don't worry, mate. He'll soon have learnt Fireball.
Yeah! Roasting tonight. So, that's 10 sessions.
Yes.
Right. And we're still in bloody Region A.
However, you have actually pretty much completed Region A. I don't think...
Not that we know that. The whole area to search yet. We don't know that for Big Baddy.
Except that entire bit in the middle that you sort of bypassed.
Yeah. So. We don't know that for Big Baddy. We're just going to keep on going forever. We'll never leave Region A.
Oh.
It's your fault. Anyway.
It's not my fault.
So that must be like well over 24 hours now.
Yeah, I would think so.
Oh, my lord.
That's a goodly amount of time.
My life is being followed.
Go to Region A. You've got more targets for the evil undead.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yes, that's true.
That's basically, we've got a whole day of roleplay now. So there we go. A whole 24 hours plus.
Congratulations.
Hooray.
It's a geek achievement.
It's a geek achievement. It is. And we defeated the end of level boss. No, well, we haven't. Right away. We haven't quite defeated it.
It's not stupid. It's going to cast Expeditious Retreat and Invisibility.
I hate intelligent monsters. They're so darn slippery.
How dare they?
I know. It's just wrong.
I have to learn right. Fiverr's you all.
You have level 4,
right? I've not level 4'd you either. God, I'm slack.
Yeah.
Because you keep leveling so quick, because you keep fighting such big monsters.
Well, yeah, we've been averaging a level every 2 sessions.
Yeah, that's good. That's about right, isn't it?
It would, actually, level 5, session 10.
Yeah,
pretty good. So So by session 40, you should be level 20.
Yes.
By session 120, I did increase the challenge of that encounter because there's so many of you by adding the Minotaur.
Hey, they wanted to come along. You know, we just, you know, right, we did ask them, kind of, but still.
Otherwise,
we didn't like twist their arm.
Otherwise, you wouldn't have had the Minotaur in there. It would just have been the sorcerer.
The halfling certainly did ask on that.
The sorcerer is his familiar.
Yes. A pit fiend.
Who I took certain liberties with, I must confess.
By turning him into a pit fiend.
Well, technically, he can cast polymorph on himself, and he's already an imp. So technically, it makes sense that he could turn into other kinds of Batsu.
A pit fiend!
So he did. It doesn't actually get any more.
Did
he
get all the abilities, or does he just look like one?
It's pretty much a cosmetic change, but you can get the abilities. And so you get certain of the abilities, but not all, I don't think.
Yeah.
You don't get you don't get things like breath weapons, do you? Say you turn into a dragon, you don't get its breath, but you do get its size and strength and all that business.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you want all the character sheets, so you might as well take mine as well.
Yeah, cheers. The big thing there was that the imp didn't give a toss, but you do.
Fair enough.
Hello. He wanted to survive.
Two cats and one without a collar, the naughty cat.
Well, there you go, session 10 imp bag.
Okay.
Didn't think you'd get alive here with the same character, did you?
Well, we're building to
his survivability is pretty good.
It's just we're amassing more party members as we go. We're just going to have a... No, don't divide the experience by 24. It's just not a
wait till you meet the 20 dwarven miners.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no. Well, they're my brethren. I'll, of course, have to split the 27 ways.
Freaking way out.
You're kidding, don't you?
No.
There is somewhere in this dungeon 27 dwarven miners. 20 dwarven miners.
A party of 27, that could take some while to resolve combat.
Although they could just class as henchmen, of course.
Ah, well. Can we not class these as henchmen?
They're all named characters with levels.
Damn.
However, the dwarven miners, I believe, are just dwarven miners.
Short, sweaty dwarven miners.
Oh, my little one.
Okay. Well done.
Yes, thank you.
Everyone say bye. Bye.
Happy 10th thing.
Yeah, 10th thing. Bye.